somebody about my age might have committed this occurrence that I tell about in this. At least I haven't gone quite that far along yet. This old boy went to the doctor one morning and he said, "Doc, I've got a problem." He said, "My ear's draining something fierce. It must be badly infected. I want you to look in it." And the good doctor says, "All right, sit down here in the chair and I'll take a look." And he looked and he was really puzzled. He didn't know what in the world to think. And he took a second look and he said, "Friend, to the best of my knowledge, you have put a suppository in your ear." Well, the old boy looked kind of confounded there for a minute, and he said, "Doc, may I use your telephone?" And the doctor said, "Sure, go right ahead." He called his wife, and he said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." I'll tell you one little funny one about an old boy that got drunk a little early in the afternoon. And he goes out and he starts across the street and he's just about had too much to walk. And somebody's big St. Bernard dog gets loose. Something scares it real bad and it breaks its leash and comes down the street just a flight and knocks the old boy down. And before he can get up, here comes a little Volkswagen, one of them little ones like they first made, you know, and runs across his butt, you know, don't hurt him much. Hits him where his body's real good and strong, and it goes on, bounces a little bit. The cop runs out, and a good Samaritan fellow, you know, and helps him up and takes him over to the curb and sets him down and said, "Buddy, are you hurt much?" And he said, "To tell you the truth, that dog didn't hurt me much, but that darn tin can he had on his tail like to kill me." A low down blues, slow down, that they'll have to get under the floor here to listen to it. When